And the ball sits at the 37 of Lamoni. Time for a play. And Coach Elliott is trying to decide what that play will be. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what John can do for you, 872-2725. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. 5 seconds left in the first half. Wayne leading 37-32. In a game where we knew both offenses were potent, and they've both lived up to their billing. Wayne will kick to begin the second half. They received in the first half. And here come the Falcons with time for a play, unless there's a defensive penalty. Carson now moves over into the slot on the right side. Clayton, the only back behind Moore. Dropping back, throwing it. Oh, they were trying the old hook and lateral there to Keaton Nickel, but it went through his hands incomplete. And all 5 seconds rolled off the clock. That is halftime here in Lamoni with Wayne leading 37-32. Lamoni now moving left to right. Lamoni will start from their own 17. And the second half is underway, 11:52 to go. Hands it off up the middle across the 20, and stacked up at the 22 is Ranny. 5 yard pickup. And it'll be second down. Lamoni under center, tall, hands it off, and it's Ranny's stacked up at the 25, be short of the first down. And from the 35, three more on the pickup. Or from the 25, excuse me. And the handoff is to the fullback, and he powers his way for what looks like a first down. They're going to stop the clock. That must be. He will spot it at the 28, but that's plenty for a first down for Lamoni. On their own 28, first and 10, 10:23 left in the third quarter. Wayne 37, Lamoni 32, Lamoni's ball. Ranny out wide to the right. Jordison the only back, and a quick pass. Van Dyne almost got a hand on it, but tiptoeing the sidelines. Ranny is pushed out by Keaton Nickel inside the 30. He was running along in front of the Lamoni bench, and Falcons let him get to the sideline, and it'll be spotted at the 26. So, 26-yard pickup, and another first down for Lamoni at the Falcon 26. Rainy out wide left. Jordison behind Tull, and the pass is incomplete, tipped, I think, by one of the linemen as it went toward Ranny. That wasn't Jellison, so I'm not sure who that would have been. Downard is on that end. It must have been Ridge, because the ball just dove down as it got near Rennie. Now, option play to the left, and Rennie with the quick pitch around the corner, and I think he's clear into the end zone. Touchdown, Colton Rennie, from 26 yards out. And it is 9:47 left in the third. So Lamoni on top 38-37, pending this PAT, brought to you by Copy Plus U.S. Cellular in Corydon. Under center, Toll. The counter play to the near side, and Ansong is in for two. And 40-37. Lamoni has yet to be stopped on a two-point conversion. Each team with five touchdowns, but Wayne has a missed kick and a one-point kick. That's your three-point difference in the game. 40-37, Lamoni, 9:47 to go in the third quarter. We've got a sweet southern fast kickoff coming. And Falcons line up with Clayton and Carson at the 10. Carson on the near hash. Clayton the far. Ridge and. Looks like Jesse Wick. And this one will easily make the end zone for a touchback. And a kicker that can get the ball to the end zone is a good defensive weapon for a team. And Ansong's leg is plenty strong enough. Anytime you can get a team starting at the 15 instead of out in the middle of the field, that's a valuable thing to have. Keaton Nickel out wide right. Keepers in the eye behind Moore. Handoffs to Clayton up the middle and spinning and trying to fight for a few extra yards. Gets out over the 20. And they will spot it. It's 22 and a half. 23-yard line, give him eight, and second down for Wayne. Again, Nickel to the right, and again, keepers in the eye, 9:15 and counting in the third. And off up the middle, Clayton across the 25. That'll be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. At the 26, 3-yard pickup. Nine minutes now left in the third. Wayne trailing Lamoni 40-37 here in Lamoni, week nine. Fakes a quick pass to the right. Now throwing to the right is Moore, and it is complete inside Lamoni territory and tackled at the 31. Was that Carson? Looked like a pass to Carson, and he caught it. That's a good one. So 14 and 9 is 23-yard pickup, and a Farm Bureau first down at the Lamoni 31. Moore pitches it back. Clayton coming this way, waiting for a block. Doesn't get much. Spun out of bounds by Rennie inside the 25. and they'll give him to the 23, an 8-yard pickup on first down. Second and two for Wayne, 8:20 to go here in the third. Lamoni leading 40-37. Moore hands it off. Clayton up the middle. He's got first down. He's inside the 20. Makes a move. Cuts back to the middle of the field. Touchdown. Going, going, gone. Brought to you by Chambers Auction Appraisal. Got fooled once again by those yard markers on the sidelines. But a 23-yard touchdown run by Clayton Kiefer puts the Falcons back on top. 8:13 to go in the third. Copy plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt coming. Falcons break the huddle. Moore pitches it. Clayton coming this way. He's going to be stopped short that time, I think. Yes. No good on the PAT attempt. So, Wayne 43, Lamoni 40, with 8:13 to go in the third. Construction, service, and supply from small hand tools to lumber. Allerton Lumber Company has what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton or call Kent 873-4124. I'm told by my person watching the Twin Cedars game that Kansas City is ahead of San Francisco 1-0 in the sixth. So I think you can take that as a sign that the football game is pretty well over for the night. Sweet Southern Sass kick coming up for the Falcons with 8:13 to go in the third. Wayne leading 43-40. And two demons deep at the 10. Kicks it. Another side knuckleball over. Goes out of bounds at the 13. So they will have Wayne Lee re-kick, it looks like. And this will come from the 25. Middlebrook Auto has proudly been serving the Cordon area for five generations. Stop by and see them on the southeast corner of the Cordon Square or give them a call at 641-872-2118 for all your tire and automotive needs. Downard with the Sweet Southern Sass kick, attempt number two, and it's a grounder inside the 20, and hands it off to Tull going the other way and gets out over across the 30, out of bounds in front of the Falcon bench. And from the Lamoni 36 is where we'll start. .806 to go in the third. Wayne leading 43-40 in a back-and-forth affair here. Jordison comes out wide to the right. And Van Dyne is going to, I think, get flagged on that one. Hitting Tull after he handed off. Option play is successful inside Falcon territory to the Wayne 36 from Lamoni's 36. Gain of 8. It'll be second and short for Lamoni. The quarterback Tull carrying his helmet back to the sideline. Looks like, I'm not sure if he got the wind knocked out of him or if he maybe shoulder or something, but it'll be second and short for Lamoni, 7:56 to go in the third. Wayne leading 43-40. Tull with his helmet back on, that's good to see. And the Ranny hands it off to Jordison, running left. He's got first down and more. He's inside the 30, inside the 25, and he'll go out of bounds at the 23. And Lamoni has it now, first down, deep in Falcon territory. Big pickup there, and 7:50 to go now in the third quarter. Back in is Tull, and hands off to Rainey running left, and going to get, 6-7, not sure where they're going to spot it. Put it at the 16, 7-yard pickup. Second and a long three for Lamoni, 7:45 to go in the third. Wayne holding on to a 43-40 lead. Lamoni knocking on the door. Inside the Rods Auto red zone on the Falcon end of the field. Wayne defense shuffling around, and the handoff coming this way is Anfong. He's got some room. He can get outside, and brought down by Blade Baker, strung out well there to the sideline, and gain of about 6. And that is enough for another Demon first down. Ball is outside the 10, so they can get another first down. I don't see how the ball will barely fit between 10 yards from there and the goal line, but they could do it. 7:38 to go in the third. Wayne up 43-40. Lamoni driving hard. Ranny up the middle, spinning around. He's going to get in. Touchdown, Colton Ranny from 10. And 7:32 left in the third quarter. Your PAT is coming up. 46-43 at the moment. Lamoni 5-for-5 on these two-point attempts. Copy Plus U.S. Cellular bringing you this one. And it's a pitch. Rainey's way, and he's grabbed by, I think, Clayton was the first one, or Downard was the first one there, and no good on that one. And so it is Lamoni 46, Wayne 43. 7:32 to go in the third. We've seen this kind of thing before. back and forth, unable to stop the other team. That's kind of what's been going on, but True Price Discovery is available only at auction. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company is your full-service auction provider for all of Southern Iowa. Jared Chambers is a licensed real estate agent and auctioneer in Iowa with People's Company. Check out chambersauction.com or peoplescompany.com if you're looking to buy or sell farm or other real estate. Clayton at the 5, Carson at the 11. Now they shorten the distance, each of them moving toward the other. Anfong is not teeing the ball up. Number 60, Will Greenwood, a sophomore. So not sure what we'll see here. Ensong has consistently been putting it to the end zone, so this one is fieldable, and Clayton will grab it at the 11 and come up the field. Now he's got some room. He's going, gone. Touchdown in another 10 yards. Clayton Kiefer, 68 on that one. That is his 12th return touchdown of his career. The 7th kick return of his career, 4th this season. And Falcons are back in the lead at 7:22 left in the third. Copy plus. U.S. Cellular Moore throwing right, complete to Downard, and the conversion is good. So the PAT goes from, is a pass from Moore to Downard, and Falcons get two and lead 51-46. And 7:22 to go in the third. That was a great Western Bank, great play. Kick return by Clayton Kiefer of, by my count, 68 yards. It looked like he got it about the 12. They always double-check that on the game film, so I'm within a couple of yards anyway. It bounced two or three times. Lamoni missed Ensong on that one. For him to be able to put it into the end zone for touchback, you know, Wayne taking the ball at the 15 is a lot different from Wayne kicking off from the 30. Downard with the sweet Southern Sass kick and gets this one deep. It will reach the end zone for a touchback. I don't see number 81 out there for Lamoni. I'm not even sure. I don't even see him on the sideline. That would be a huge absence in the... No, there he is on the left end. Okay. Handoff. Ranny running left. Out near the 20, it'll be about a 5-yard pickup. Second down, Lamoni. Wayne leading 51-46 at the 7-minute mark of the third. Demons coming up. Set at the line. And the handoff goes Ranny's way to the left side. And see what they spot. It's not going to be much, maybe a yard. Now they're putting it back at the 20, so no gain. Strung out nicely by Clayton, among others. And third down and 5 for Lamoni at their own 20 with 6:41 to go in the third, Wayne leading 51-46. Have a blinking light. Text coming in. Oh, bunch of text. And the pass, I'm not sure if that was a lateral or a pass. It was a pass, and it's incomplete. And it's 4th and 5 at their own 20. No punter for Lamoni. Well, I don't know. It's a short drop. I think they are in punt formation, but Toll is going to run it, and he's going to be stopped short for a loss, a 5-yard loss on the play. Wayne will take over on downs. And they'll spot it at the 15. Wayne has it at the Lamoni 15 with 6:33 to go. That's a big play by Downard. Keaton Nickel comes out wide left. Hand off to Clayton up the middle, running off the right side, driving his legs, and he's going to get 7 or 8 before he's run out of bounds inside the 10. They're going to spot it at the 6, so a gain of 9. Inside the Rod Dotto red zone, and the Falcons have it at the 6, second and short. Under 6.5 to go in the third. Hands off to Clayton over the left guard, and he's rolled across the first down marker and inside the 5 to the 2, maybe. And that'll be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. At the, we'll call it the 1. 5-yard pickup there. First and goal, Wayne. Moore to Clayton, into the end zone. Touchdown brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal. 1-yard touchdown run by Clayton Kiefer. That is his 5th touchdown of the night. 6th, counting the kick return, I suppose. With 5:50 to go. Here in the third, Moore in the gun. Looking to throw it over the middle, knocked away by Jordison. Incomplete PAT attempt, no good on your Copy Plus U.S. Cellular attempt. And so the 6 makes the score Wayne 57, Lamoni 46, with 5:50 left in the third. And a big defensive play by Downard set that all up on the fake punt by Lamoni. And Wayne will kick off from the 30. Leading 57-46. Ranny and Tull deep for Lamoni. Sweet Southern Sass kick coming up. And the boot is not a very good one. It'll bounce and go out of bounds inside the 15. I'd say the play is probably to back him up and have him kick it again. Or, you know, the 30 is a good field position either way. But, you know, when you've got somebody like Randy back there, let him have the ball. And I think they're going to, I don't know, both teams huddling up. And they're spotting it at the 25. From the Lamoni 25, it is Ranny. Started out up the middle and cut it back. Got a few yards. Tate Van Dyne with the hit. But he gets across the 25 to the 28. Pickup of 3. And Melcher Dallas now leading Mormon Trail at last report 52-34. And they are in the fourth quarter. But that's an 18-point gap. And Tull brings it around the right side. He's going to have, yeah, it's going to be close to a first down. Let's see where they spot it. I think he's going to be half yard short. And it's at the Lamoni 34. Six-yard pickup, but they're a yard shy, or not a yard, but part of a yard shy of a first down. Lamoni with 4:40 and counting to go in the third has the ball. Tull will keep it himself. He'll have the first down with his forward progress, and they'll blow it dead at the 36-37. At the 36, two for Tull, and that's a first down for Lamoni. .425 left in the third. Keep going through these texts, because we've got a few. Twin Cedar 68-6 is a final, and running to the right side, brought down by Clayton, shy of the 40 is Tull. Gains a yard. And Kansas City now 3-0 in the sixth is the last report I have. But Twin Cedars wins and by more than 13. So they've done all they can do. Wayne 57, Lamoni 46, Lamoni ball, hands it off, Ranny through traffic up the middle, up near midfield. And just shy of midfield, but he got three. Third down, Lamoni, about six more to go. As we near 3 minutes, and officials will give timeout to Lamoni, and we will take this Middlebrook Amico timeout. And take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers performance system. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Stay tuned at the conclusion of the game for the Shivers manufacturing player of the game for the Falcons. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. Ball near midfield is third down for Lamoni. Wayne leading 57-46 with 3:06 to go in the third. Lamoni's ball, third and six with 3:06 in the third. Tull running left and hit near the line, and we'll get back to midfield. Forward progress will spot it there. No gain on the play. And it'll be fourth and six for Lamoni. Tull comes to the sidelines. They're at midfield. I think this is not going to be a punt. If you didn't punt at your own 15-20-yard line, you don't punt at midfield. And they're not even going to line up that way. Tull under center. And he will drop back and look to throw and throws it to the near side. Oh, Shea Holman steps in front, knocks it away, couldn't pick it off, but it'll be a turnover on downs, and Falcons will take over at midfield. Nice play by Shea Holman. And Wayne will have it at midfield, leading 57-46 with 2:17 to go in the third. Nickel to the near side. Hand off to Clayton, running right. He's through the hole. He's going at the 10. 5, touchdown. He's gone. Clayton Kiefer, 40-yard touchdown run. And that's at 2:10 left in the third quarter. The copy plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt coming up. Touchdown number 7 on the night for Clayton Kiefer, 4 shy of his national record 11 set earlier this year. We got a fourth quarter yet to come, and the pass attempt is complete to Downard for 2. Hello, better. And that makes the score Wayne 63, Lamoni 46 with 2:10 left in the third. For all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rod's Auto in Corydon. If you're looking for new tires, Rod can get you the tires you want and mount and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod's Auto at 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. Rod's Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Call Rod, 872-2338. We are ready momentarily for the Sweet Southern Sass kick off for the Falcons with 2:10 to go in the third. Oh, sorry, not 63-46. The two-point conversion was good. It's 65-46. Wick, Matley, Baker, and Lovett on this side, and the kick is deep, and it will get into the end zone for a touchback. So Lamona will start from their 15, Wayne leading 65-46 with 2:10 left in the third. Tull bringing the play in from the Demon sideline. This might be a two-water night. Jordison out wide right. Ranny behind Tull. Handoff is to Ranny. He's grabbed by Van Dyne, and he'll get 3. You just can't bring him down quickly. Gets on to the 19. Oops. Guess I shouldn't have said oops. You didn't know I messed up. Now you do. Second and 6 for Lamoni. 1:40 to go in the third. Tull under center, dropping back, looking right, throwing right, complete to Ranny. He's grabbed, but he's wrapped up finally by the second and third Falcons there, which are Baker and Nickel are the ones. Clayton spun him around but couldn't bring him down. No gain on the play. And it's third down from the 19, third and 6 for Lamoni. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Chase Potter splitting out left from the gun empty backfield. Tull throwing it over the middle. It's high in the air, and that's going to be a flag on Shea Holman. Not even close on that one. Ball fell to the ground. Flag is sitting at the Falcon 38. Shea was beaten on that one and grabbed him to slow him down. I don't know if he would have caught it anyway, but we'll never find out because the penalty will give Lamoni a first down, and they will move the ball or move the chains And now from their own 34, we'll have it first down, 41 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the chains are set. We're ready to go. Lamoni, empty backfield from the gun. Dull, chucking it long again. It's up for grabs in the air. Incomplete is the call at the 20, intended for Ranny. Second and 10 from their own 34. Lamoni with the ball, 33 seconds left in the third, 65-46. Wayne. Jellison coming out. Kyle Andrews coming in at the nose, expecting more passing. No backs. Toll from the gun. Throwing it right. Ranny complete. Ball's out on the turf. And the scrum is at the 34, which is about the line of scrimmage. He caught the ball closer to the 40, and no signal yet. Winding the clock, so it must be a complete pass, fumble, recovered by Lamoni at the line of scrimmage. Or maybe a gain of a half a yard. And there's a player down on the field, I think. And it's in front of the Lamoni bench. I can't see a number, but he's in a black jersey, so it's a Lamoni player. We're not sure who, though. Well, he's getting up with the assistance of some coaches. Will Greenwood, glad to see him up and walking on back. So now it's third and 10 for Lamoni. They gained a couple of feet on that one. 16 seconds and counting left in the third. Lamoni in no hurry to get to the line. They may just let the final 10 roll off the clock and go to the fourth. Tull bringing the play in, and they will not get a snap off. That'll end your third quarter. And score at the end of three is Wayne 65, Lamoni 46. And yard kick return. All right, so in the quarter for Clayton, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 carries. 4, 16, 19, 28, 51, 56, 57, 97 yards, and 3 more touchdowns, 4 counting the kick return. So he's over 250 now for the game with 6 rushing touchdowns and a kick return as we move to the fourth. And we'll switch ends of the field. Lamoni will now be moving from right to left for the remainder of the game. The Wayne Falcons will be moving toward the goalposts. But I think they're done kicking PATs for the night. They've learned that lesson. Lamoni's putting it in 2 at a time. You can't trade 1 for 2. And the pitch back to Ranny. He'll go wrapped up down for a loss at the 30. And that play started at the 34. It'll be 4th down. Fourth and almost 14 for Lamoni, 11:30 to go. They're in what could be a punt formation, but Wayne has no one deep. And it's a good kick, and will it get all the way to the end zone? I think it did. Wow, that was a good boot, but it just got into the end zone for a touchback. He could have used about 2 yards less on that one. Kane will start at the 15. I hope that they are ready for a steady diet of Clayton Kiefer here in the fourth quarter, because that's what I would do. 65-46 Wayne. Handoff is to Carson, coming to the right side, and he's driving his legs across the 20. Good first down pickup for Carson Kiefer. And second down, manageable for Wayne from the 22.5-yard line. Kiefer's in the eye, more under center. And that's going to be a penalty, I believe, on Carson. Jumping the gun a little bit, back Wayne up 5. So, run the 18, I guess. So, we'll get Carson 8 on the first down play. Clayton, up the middle. First player doesn't bring him down. Second one does as he gets back across the 20 to the 22. And that'll give him 4. We're back to the 22. But now it's third down. Tight formation. Carson split to the right. Pitches to Clayton on the left. He's going to have the first down around the corner. He's got one to beat. It's Tuttle. And he cuts back, runs over Tuttle, and he's clear at the 20 on the end of the end zone. No flags. Going, gone. Touchdown run of 58 yards for Clayton Kiefer. Tuttle had a chance at him at around the 20, but Clayton ducked the shoulder like he did last week, ran him over. 9:44 to go in the third. And copy plus PAT attempt will come up. Falcons split each direction, and Moore is under center, dropping straight back, throwing it to the far corner. Complete. Is that Downard? I believe it is. To Ridge Downard. Two-point conversion. Hello, better U.S. Cellular with the two-point PAT. And that makes the score Wayne 73, Lamoni 46 with 9:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Okay, so now we're up to 7 rushing and 1 return, total of 8, and there's 9:44 to go in the game. It's possible. Didn't see that coming, though, against a caliber of defense like Lamoni puts on the field, but honored with the sweet Southern Sass kick. Low line drive, bounces at the 16, fielded, and hesitantly going up the middle is Randy. Now he gets a little space, and open field tackle brings him down, or he was gone. Not sure if that was maybe Downard on that one. Nice run back by Randy. It started out kind of slow looking, but they'll have it at the 34. Still haven't had an update for a while from Humiston. We will see if we can send them one and get one back. Lamoni, first and 10 from their own 34. Hands it off. Jordison going the other way. He's going to get out of bounds after about 2 or 3 yard gain. The Illini breaks huddle, 9:30 to go. Handoff up the middle, out near across midfield, and near a first down is Jordison. They're going to stop it. I'm not sure if they're stopping it to measure it or they're moving them, so... from just outside the Falcon 35. And it's first down. Nine, 10 to go. Tull hands it off. Jordison fighting for yardage. He's got 4 or 5 and out of bounds in front of the Falcon bench. Jordison getting some good carries here in the fourth quarter. They've got the ball on the Falcon 30 now after the 5 yard gain, 2nd and 5. Tull brings the play in from the sidelines. Under center. Hands off, first back through, and that's going to be a Lamoni first down inside the 25. Whittem, the carrier. Number 44. 6 on the carry, down to the Falcon 24, first down, Lamoni. Ranny on the Demon sidelines after eating up the Falcons in the first three quarters. And the handoff first back, he's not going to get much. No whistle. There was a whistle. Jordison on the carry. And no gain. 2nd down, Lamoni, 8:10 to go in the game. Tull bringing it in. Lamoni's ball on the Wayne, inside the Wayne 25 with 8 now to go. Wayne leading 73-46. Hands it off. It's Jordison going back to the right side now, but he's going to get down somewhere around the 20. And that's where they'll put it. 4 yard pickup there. .7:45 left in the fourth. Lamoni has it 3rd and about 5. A long 5 for the Demons. They come out of the huddle. Takes the handoff, and Tull will come this way. He's being chased by Downard, having a good night at defensive end, and tackled for a loss back to the 23. So 4th down for Lamoni. And we're under 7 to go in the 4th. Wayne leading 73-46. Lamoni's ball on the Falcon 23-yard line. Getting the play in from the sidelines. They might want... yeah, there they go. They hustle up to the line. Know the play clock is running out. And from the gun, Tull throwing it up in the air to the right side, way behind his receiver. Incomplete. That was fourth down. Turnover on downs. Wayne will take over at their own 23 with 6.9 to go in the game. On their own 23, Wayne's ball, 6:29 left to go. Keaton Nickel comes to the right. Kiefer's in the eye. Handoff is Carson, second back through, and breaks a tackle, and he's at midfield. Now he's got turf in front of him, going, gone. Carson Kiefer, 57-yard touchdown run. No flags on the field. That's a Falcon touchdown brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal. And that one's at 6:19 to go. And the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt coming up for the Falcons. Holman in the backfield for Wayne. With Carson, Keaton Nickel out to the right, and Moore takes the snap, hands it off to Shea. Oh, ball's on the turf. Shea picks it back up, but he's stopped short. PAT attempt fails. And so that'll make it 79-46 in favor of Wayne with 6:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Oh, and we've got an update coming from somewhere. Melcher Dallas, 58. Mormon Trail, 34 with 7:13 left in the fourth. That's a 24-point difference. It looks like Melcher Dallas will be the 2 seed from the district. And with them being winning by 13, that will drop Mormon Trail, sadly, all the way out of the playoffs. Twin Cedars looks to be probably the 4 seed. Wayne will get the 3. It's 19 to go here, and we're awaiting a Sweet Southern's half kickoff with the Falcons leading 79-46 over Lamoni. Ben Saunders in on the kick team, and this one will be fielded at the 8, heading straight up the gut and brought down across the 30 is Tull, I believe. And it'll be to the 32, 24-yard return. Nice one there. Tull bringing the play in from the sidelines. And the Lamoni will start with 6:13 left in the fourth. 79-46 right now, favor of the Falcons, and Lamoni hands it off, running off the right tackle, brought down by Clayton and Blade. Connor Runyon in on that one. Excuse me. Gets to the 34, gain of 2. I-43 and counting to go in quarter number 4. A little confusion in the Falcon secondary. Takes the handoff, throwing it long, and Nickel is the closest player to it. It falls incomplete. Intended for Chase Potter, and Keaton knocks it down. Incomplete. Nice play by the junior. Third down for Lamoni with 5:27 left in the fourth. Wayne 79, Lamoni 46. Lamoni to the line. Nick Matley in the Falcon linebacker core. And dropping back his toe, he's throwing it to the near side. It's complete and breaking away, not from Clayton Kiefer, though. It is 11 Potter. And gets to the 33. Loss of a yard. Fourth down, the Moni from their own 33. We're at 4:50 and counting in the fourth, and they are in punt formation. This time, Clayton drops deep. High snap, left-footed boot will be fielded at the 13, and heading up the left side, Clayton's got to get to the sideline, and he won't. Jordison chases him down, and Potter's laying down the field. We hope that's not serious. Clayton brings it from the 13 out across the 20. They'll spot him at the 27. Fourteen-yard punt return, but a nice play on Jordison to keep it from being big. And we've got a Middlebrook Auto timeout here. Brought to you by Middlebrook Auto, proudly serving the Corydon area for five generations. Stop by and see them on the southeast corner of the Corydon Square, or give them a call, 872-2118, for all your tire and automotive needs. With U.S. Cellular, getting connected has never been easier. Now get select connected devices for just a penny when you sign up for a new Shared Connect plan. Share your data with connected home phones, mobile hotspots, and modems. Share more and save more with connected devices starting at just a penny. U.S. Cellular, hello, better. Share Connect plan required new two-year agreement, $40 activation fee, and additional restrictions apply. See store for details. Stop in and see Trinity and Shelby at Copy Plus U.S. Cellular, located on the square in Corydon. We are here, 4:31 left in the fourth quarter. Wayne 79, Lamoni 46. Falcons ball at their own 27, first and 10. And we're... teams are back, and the play is being lined up. Clayton out to the right. Hand off, first back through. Not sure who, but he's going to get to the 28, 29, and it's Matley. Nick Matley with the carry. Gets out to the 29, two from Nick, and it's second and 8 for the Falcons. Lovett out to the left, and handoff up the middle is Ben Saunders, the carry. And he will get it to the 34 for 5, and it's third down Falcons. Third and a couple, two or three. Big play here, handoff, I think, Stetson Baker, and he's through for what looks like a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Nice run by the freshman. And gets out to the 39, a gain of 5. And that is a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons at their own 39. Leading Lamoni 79-46 with 3:13 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Looking to the sidelines. Now the snap, the handoff is up the middle, and Baker again with the carry. Getting it across midfield now into Demon territory at 59, a gain of 2. Second and 8. And this snap will take place under 2.5 to go in the game. They're going to make a liar out of me. No, they're not. 230, 229, we're good. Moore looking over to the sidelines. Takes the snap, hands it off. Hesitant running, didn't get much there. It was Lovett. I think he was going to leave it. No gain. Third down and long for the Falcons. Third and 8. We're under 2 to go. 79-46. Wayne with the lead and the ball. Moore waiting, handing off. It's Baker pushing his way forward. Well short of the first down, but he's inside the down to just shy of the 36. So Stetson gets it down there, but now it'll be fourth down for Wayne, and minute 20 to go. I think they're going to try to get the first down. Looking to the sideline, running every second they can off, but the handoff, his first back there is Matley, and I don't think he's going to make it. He had to get in around the 30, and it's close, but I'm not sure. They're spotting it, and it's Lamoni's ball. He is short, so ball is at the Lamoni 32, so 4 was not enough. Lamoni has it on their own 32, a minute 2 left in the fourth quarter. Wayne ahead 79-46. Both teams well into their JV lineups. And the handoff to the second back, trying to get out to the side and brought down by Dakota Lovett and Connor Runyon. Isaiah Bradford, excuse me. Sorry, Isaiah. Loss of 1 on the play to the 31. Second down, and we're under 35-34. Handoff up the middle. Going to get to the 34. Forward progress there. And we're at 10 seconds, so unless they hurry and get a playoff, that should end it. 5-4-3. Lamoni trying, wanting to get the play. They do get the snap, hands it off, running to the right side, and brought down in front of the Falcon bench as time expires at midfield. So a gain of 6 on the run. And that will end it. Your final score, Wayne 79, Lamoni 46. So